Ah, beautiful weekend by the looks of things. And g'day, Liam. Mate, it is looking like a cracker.
Mate, it does. It looks really good. We're due for one, so it should be good.
Cooler overnight, nice during the day, and winds down to 10 to 15 for tomorrow. They're saying even variable winds expected by late tomorrow afternoon, Sunday.
Yeah, mate, it looks like a bit of westerly today, and then Saturday's 5, 10 knots, east-south-east, perfect. Sunday half gets up a little bit, but still not much.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it looks really good.
Mate, mackerel are starting to come in, eh?
They are, yeah. There's some good mackerel caught over the hookup weekend, and it was blowing 30 knots. So what's going to happen this weekend? Who knows?
Yeah, so I know there'll be a lot of boats I'll be seeing going out across the water from Barney Point at my place. Where will they be heading to?
Oh, mate, that weather, you're pretty mad not to go offshore. It's got a touch of west in it. So even the smaller trailer boats are going to be able to go and stick nice and close to the coast. Like, you know, places like Gackham Head and Seal Rocks, them inshore places are going to be worth fishing.
Okay.
This time of year, the inshore stuff fishes really well. I'd be looking at that if I had a smaller trailer boat. And obviously, if you've got one that's big enough, it's going to get you out, and the reef's going to be the place where everyone is.
Mate, anything in particular that's biting pretty well, particularly at the reef?
Well, I actually happened to go out on Tuesday myself. It still was pretty ordinary weather, but we managed to get some good red emperor, and we got a lot of big red throat. Now, I got the little hot tip that the red throat weren't up in the shallows anymore.
Yes.
So I was fishing in 60 metres where we got all them big red throat. So probably worth having a look at that little bit of deeper water. A lot of people go out and they'll fish that 10, 15, 20 metres drifting around for red throat and trout. But
right.
I can confirm the big ones are in the deeper water. And we're moving into the new moon, which I think I make it known pretty often that the new moon is my favourite tides for fishing for red emperor. So, yep, if it was me and I was out this weekend, I'd be having to look for a red emperor in the deeper water, and you're going to pick up a few nice red throat too.
All right. In close, mate, where would you recommend for the families maybe to go along and take the kids?
Oh, mate, there's a heap of options there. Like, they're still getting big grunner in the Calliope River and through the Narrows. Some good ones come out of Tallulah Bends over the weekend. Down towards Turkey Beach and Seven Mile. The flathead season's starting to kick in, so that's sort of our flathead area down there. So it'd be worth getting down, having a flick around for a floody down that way.
You're open every day. Listeners can pop in and see you down at the harbour, down at the marina. Maybe pick up a little gift for Mother's Day for mums that love to go fishing.
Yeah, that's it, mate. I just popped up a couple of Mother's Day specials. So there's a few things there for the mums that are worth getting on board with.
Okay.
It's always good to keep mum happy, so.
Yeah, it is true. Is that up on your Facebook page?
It is, mate, yes.
All right. So if people want to, listeners want to go there to the Facebook page, you can find out some of the great specials. Mate, you have a great weekend. We'll catch up again next week.
Sounds good. Thanks, mate.